Chers auditeurs, je crois qu'il est temps pour moi de terminer cette émission d'une heure d'aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie pour votre fidélité et n'oubliez pas de nous écrire à notre courriel. voilisteners@gmail.com voilisteners@gmail.com Donc, je vous souhaite bonne journée, bonne soirée et à bientôt.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id. And RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Indonesia to the
world. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahma, presenting you the news, followed by commentary, quote of the day. Then we also have some other interesting programs taking you closer to Indonesia, such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Order. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. To begin our program, as always, we begin with the news. Here is the news first, the headline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto appreciates young people for their support to achieve energy self-sufficiency. Indonesian Minister of Migrant Workers Protection says working abroad with proper skills, a pathway to upward mobility. That's the headlines, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto expresses his appreciation to the young generation of Indonesia and global partners who have supported the Indonesian government's efforts to achieve energy self-sufficiency. VOI reporter Andi Ramdoni has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto Thursday expressed his appreciation for the hard work of all parties, including government officials, national and international private partners, and the young generation of Indonesia who have demonstrated their ability to manage large-scale and complex energy projects. The head of state conveyed this appreciation in his remarks when inaugurating the operation and development of renewable energy in 15 provinces, the increased oil production by 30,000 barrels in the Cepu block, and laying the first stone for 5 geothermal power plants.
Terima kasih saya kepada semua unsur yang telah bekerja keras. Kerjasama kita.
My gratitude to all elements who have worked hard. Our cooperation with our partners from abroad, from the private sector. I am also very happy and proud to see that our young people have played a very active role. Our young engineers, our workers everywhere have been able to manage such sophisticated and complex projects. This really makes me proud. In addition, President Prabowo also appreciated the active role of strategic partners, both from within and outside the country, who have supported national energy development. According to the president, the participation of strategic partners has provided real results and benefits for Indonesia.
You have been loyal to Indonesia, and Indonesia will not forget your loyalty and your participation in our effort to achieve a modern and self-reliant Indonesia. Once again, on behalf of the Indonesian people, I would like to thank you. Pass on my best regards to all your executives.
The inauguration of the operation and development of renewable energy in 15 provinces, an increase in oil production by 30,000 barrels in the Cepu block, and the laying of the first stone for 5 geothermal power plants marks the Indonesian government's commitment to accelerate the national energy transition and achieve the net zero emissions target by 2060. According to Prabowo, in the midst of the global energy transformation, this step shows Indonesia's determination to stand on its own 2 feet and manage energy efficiently and sovereignly for the prosperity of the people. Andi Ramdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
Still from Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who pushes for energy self-sufficiency in villages and remote islands, Ranoff has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto emphasized the importance of transitioning to energy self-sufficiency based on clean and efficient national resources. The President is optimistic the solar energy will be key to achieving energy independence across the country, even in remote areas. He expressed this during his speech at the hybrid integration of renewable energy operation and project in 15 provinces, the increase in oil production by 30,000 barrels at the Cepu block, and the groundbreaking of 5 geothermal power plants on Thursday, June 26, 2025.
Untuk kita bisa mempercepat pembangunan proyek-proyek yang bisa menghasilkan energi itu.
We can accelerate the development of projects that produce energy, but the most strategic will be renewable energy, especially solar energy. With solar energy, every village can be self-sufficient in energy. Every district can be energy self-sufficient. Every regency can be energy self-sufficient. Even remote islands will have energy and can be self-sufficient. Villages in the mountains can also have access to electricity. This makes us optimistic and gives us a very bright outlook for the future.
Ini sangat membuat kita optimis, membuat kita memandang masa depan dengan sangat cerah.
President Prabowo said Indonesian ongoing energy transition is not only focused on national energy security but also on cost efficiency, environmental sustainability, and the equitable prosperity of the people. He also called on all parties to work together to achieve the zero carbon emission target on time.
President Prabowo inaugurated the operation and development of renewable energy in several regions in Indonesia, an important step to achieve energy independence. Andi Ramdoni has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto Thursday inaugurated the operation and development of renewable energy in 15 provinces, increased oil production by 30,000 barrels in the Cepu block, and laid the first stone for 5 geothermal power plant PLTP projects in Indonesia. In his remarks via video conference, President Prabowo emphasized that these projects are important milestone in realizing sustainable national energy independence.
Peresmian pembangunan dan pengoperasian energi terbarukan di 15 provinsi.
The inauguration of the development and operation of renewable energy in 15 provinces and increased oil production by 30,000 barrels in the Cepu block is a very important momentum in our development as a nation. With these programs, with these projects, and of course there are many more big projects that we must implement and will implement. These are all efforts to make our nation self-sufficient in energy.
Swasembada energy.
The head of state also emphasized that energy sovereignty is part of the nation's sovereignty. According to him, Indonesia has extraordinary renewable energy resources and must be managed optimally.
Hari ini kita resmikan.
Today we inaugurated and start the construction of 55 new and renewable energy generators. We inaugurate geothermal power plant as a proof that Indonesia is heading towards independence. We will stand on our own 2 feet and we will be able to provide energy for all Indonesian people in an efficient and economical manner. Meanwhile, the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Lahadalia, in his report said that the projects that were inaugurated had a capacity of 379.7 megawatts with an investment value of 25 trillion rupiah. Bahlil also said that with an increase in oil production of 30,000 barrels, the Cepu block currently produces a total lifting of 180,000 barrels per day, equivalent to 25% of the total national lifting. Andi Ramdhani, Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to Indonesian Minister of Migrant Workers Protection says working abroad officially with proper skills is a pathway to upward mobility. Dora has the detail.
Indonesian Minister of Migrant Workers Protection Abdul Kadir Karding emphasized that the procedural placement of migrant workers is one of the long-term solutions to tackle unemployment. Speaking at the inauguration of the Migrant Center at Diponegoro University Semarang on Thursday, Karding stated that working abroad officially with proper skill is a pathway to upward mobility. According to Karding, the government through the Ministry of Migrant Workers Protection is not only focusing on the placement of migrant workers, but is also initiating a migrant fund to cover training and departure costs.
Kita sedang menggagas migrant fund. Jadi ada dana.
We are initiating a migrant fund which will be managed as a revolving fund by the ministry. It can be borrowed at low interest rate to cover training, document processing and departure expenses.
Skema pelatihan, pengurusan dokumen dan pemberangkatan.
Karin further explained that through the migrant fund, prospective migrant worker will also be able to access people business credit or KUR. He added that the government is cooperating with banks to ensure that prospective migrant workers can obtain KUR loans without the needs for collateral. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
This news comes to you over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian government prioritizes drug eradication in development agenda as a strong commitment to developing high-quality Indonesian human resources. The details conveyed by Dora.
Indonesian head of the National Narcotics Agency, Martinus Hukum, stated that President Prabowo's government has designated drugs-related issues as a priority in the national development agenda. Speaking at the commemoration of the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking held at Sasono Utomo Hall, Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Jakarta on Tuesday, Martinus emphasized that this reflects the government's strong commitment to developing high-quality Indonesian human resources in anticipation of the demographic bonus and the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision, as well as a form of political and moral commitment to free Indonesia from the clutches of narcotics crime. As a manifestation of the government's policy, Martinus called on all stakeholders to continue active effort in uncovering drugs, smuggling and trafficking networks and to make preventive and curative efforts.
Sebagai pengejawantahan kebijakan Presiden, kami sebagai Kepala Badan Narkotika Nasional Republik Indonesia menghimbau.
As a realization of the President's policy, we at the National Narcotics Agency urge all related stakeholders to interpret these policies by continuing to take action tirelessly on countering smuggling and drug trafficking cases and collaborating in preventive efforts to build Indonesia's social resilience. Additionally, we must pursue curative efforts, both medically and socially, to restore human dignity among drug users and addicts.
Baik aspek medis maupun aspek sosial untuk mengembalikan nilai-nilai kemanusiaan kepada para penyalahguna dan pecandu narkoba.
Martinus explained that this year's International Day Against Drugs Abuse and Illicit Trafficking adopts the global theme. The evidence is clear: invest in prevention, break the cycle, stop organized crime. According to him, this team sends a universal message that drug abuse prevention is a long-term investment to nurture a generation that is noble in character, competitive, and excellent. He also emphasized that the team strengthened the alignment of policies, commitments, and global action to break the chains of drug syndicates as part of transnational organized crime by enhancing international cooperation as well as national cross-institutional collaboration. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadlizon attended the closing ceremony of Grebek Suro 2025 at Ponorogo Town Square on Thursday. In his speech, he said Reog Ponorogo is a reflection of Indonesia's rich cultural heritage, which has been recognized as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO. Grebek Suro 2025 was held from June 4 to the 29, presenting 32 events from cultural performances and religious activities to sports and traditional arts. The peak of the festival featured a royal heirloom parade and performances by 40 reog groups from various regions, including Papua. Ponorogo Region Sugiri Sanchoko stated, the event is not merely a spectacle, but a genuine effort to preserve cultural heritage while promoting tourism and the creative economy. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar called on Muslims to mark the Islamic New Year, Muharram 1st, 1447 Hijri, as a moment of hijrah or spiritual migration and self-reflection toward a more meaningful life. He made the statement while attending the commemoration of Muharram 1st with the theme Peaceful Muharram, Living in Harmony with Humanity and Nature, at Istiqlal Mosque, Jakarta, on Thursday. The minister emphasized the spirit of hijrah should be deeply understood as an effort to improve oneself spiritually, socially, and morally. He also expressed hope that the Islamic New Year would have a positive impact on global peace, particularly in the Middle East, which continues to face ongoing conflict. Well, listener, that's the news. Now here's commentary titled Real Opportunities to Work Abroad through official channels, read by Anna Trijayakasi.
Today's commentary is on Indonesia and Russia maintaining direction opening opportunities. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has just visited Russia and met with President Vladimir Putin in St. Petersburg. For some, this may raise questions. Is Indonesia starting to take sides in the ongoing global tensions? Although the Cold War era is long over, it cannot be denied that Russia is currently involved in various international conflicts such as in Ukraine and Syria. However, so far, Indonesia has always been neutral and maintained good relations with all parties. President Prabowo Subianto's visit to Russia is more appropriately seen as a strategic step in the relationship between the two countries. Indonesia is expanding international cooperation without abandoning the principle of free and active foreign policy. In a meeting in St. Petersburg, President Putin called Indonesia Russia's main partner in Southeast Asia. The trade volume between the two countries last year reached $4.3 billion, and this year has increased 40% in just the first 4 months. Both countries are even exploring a free trade agreement with the Eurasian Economic Union. Not only trade volume, Russia is also opening up opportunities for cooperation in many areas, such as wealth and energy exports, nuclear technology, education, and culture. There is even an agreement on halal infrastructure, which could pave the way for exports of Indonesian halal products. In the midst of an increasingly complex and mutually attractive world, Indonesia chose to remain open, maintain balance, expand opportunities, and prioritize national interests. President Prabowo Subianto's visit to Russia is not about choosing a side. It is about ensuring that Indonesia still has room to move on the world stage. That was commentary.
Word of the Day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Thank you.
Service of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. If you travel to Ternate, you have to try a dish namely Pali Pali. It has a long round shape packed with woven palm leaves. Pali Pali was originally intended for the Sultan. That's why the taste is definitely delicious and luxurious. It is said that the food became one of the favorite menus of the Sultan in Ternate. In fact, it is said that this food is usually only made for sultanate events. Pali Pali is made from rice that is put into a woven palm leaf package. Pali Pali is made without coconut milk. It takes about 1.5 hours to make Pali Pali. The duration is related to the process of steaming the raw Pali Pali until it is formed and cooked. In terms of taste, the food has a unique flavor. The flavor comes from the palm leaves that wrap it. The flavor is more or less similar to ketupat rice cake, which is the main food during Eid. Pali Pali eaten directly already tastes delicious, let alone enjoy with food such as gohu ikan or other Ternate specialties. Listener, for the people of Ternate, Pali Pali is a sacred food. In fact, not everyone is eligible to make Pali Pali. The presence of Pali Pali is only awaited when there are special sultanate events. Not only that, to make Pali Pali, one must get the blessing of the sultanate family which usually applies for generations. Although it looks simple, pali-pali is actually very special because it is considered the food of the Sultan. No wonder the people of Ternate continue to preserve the dish. Well, listener, that was The Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Murationgo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 in 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesia. Magic words. Hi VOI listener, today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go. Indonesian magic words. Tolong. Please. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sama-sama. You're welcome. Permisi. Excuse me. Maaf. Sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi, boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Listener, on this edition of Pelangi Nada, we present a keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan sung by Keroncong Atap. The song tells the story of a couple who have just broken up, with the point of view of the woman who is still trying to accept and process the loss of the man she loves. The lyrics are simple, but full of meaning, describing a woman's feeling of being down after a breakup, while her ex seems to be doing just fine. This song, created and popularized by Bernadia Ripka Jaya Kusuma, was released in 2023, and here is Keroncong Atap with the keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu, namun kau tampak baik saja. Bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan. Sepakat akhiri setelah beribu debat panjang. Namun kau tampak baik saja. Bekas senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini belum terima. Khawatirkanmu setiap waktu. Cerita tentang apapun sampai hal-hal tak perlu. Kalau bisa jangan buru-buru. Kalau bisa jangan ada dulu. Setiap Sabtu yang selalu ingatkan untuk pakai sabuk pengamanmu. Kalau bisa jangan buru-buru. Sudah adakah yang gantikanku? Yang khawatirkanmu setiap waktu. Cerita tentang apapun sampai hal-hal tak perlu. Kalau bisa jangan buru-buru. Kalau bisa jangan ada dulu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dry wide ocean alone.
Lost out in the desert, you are lost out in the desert.
But to stand with you in the ring of fire, I'll forget the days gone by. I'll protect your body and guard your soul from the mirages in your sight. If your hood's scared to light the dust across your track, I'll be the moon that shines on your path. The sun may blind your eyes, I pray the skies are burned.
Hanya dengan sepatah kata, kau buatku larut dalam cinta. Buat hati menutup mata hingga tak melihat kau buaya. Buatku mudah percaya walau ternyata berbahaya. Tersadar aku kini, tak mau ku dibodohi begini.
Jelas sudah diriku kau dekati,
namun bukan cinta yang ingin kau miliki. Aku tak seperti mainan cintamu yang lain, yang mau saja kau bohongi. Kata-kata indah dan manis janji
yang aku percaya,
ternyata engkau berbahaya. Tersadar aku kini, tak mau ku dibodohi begini.
Decepticon, yeah. But I can transform and be like my every mom. Treat you right every day, cause girl, you're my only one. Even when I'm wrong, yeah, you can be my Obi-Wan. Just let me protect you, girl, like I'm Donkey Kong. You climb until I'm gone, just until the break of dawn. You're the one that I belong to, just let me love you.
Hey.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.